Blog Talk Radio. Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything that the devil knows.
Taking it out,
devil's head. Yeah, that's it. Come on, make the devil mad. Stop on his head. Let him know you're going to get your stuff. And you want it all back. I mean everything. You might as well go on and praise him. See, some of y'all going to get the stuff. You're not playing. You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
Welcome to Restore Outreach Ministry. This is your co-host, Wanda J. Burnside. I want to welcome all of our listeners to our program tonight. And as always, we thank you for being a part of our listening audience. I want to thank the Lord for our CEO of Tribe Family Channel, none other than our most beloved Beverly Black Johnson, for this opportunity to have season 6 on her channel. Thank you so very much for this great opportunity to have a radio program that we can lift up the name of Jesus. I want to also thank the Lord for my co-host, who is the news anchor as well, Arthur Ramel T. Lee. Good evening.
Good evening, Mrs. Wanda J. Burnside. How are you tonight?
I'm excited about our guests tonight. We know them very well, so I am thankful and grateful for our program, and I thank God for you returning back to be our co-host. Thank you for asking. And along with Sister Lee, I thank the Lord for none other than Mrs. Michelle Barnes, who is our moderator, and she does an excellent job. Good evening to you, Mrs. Barnes.
Oh, good evening to you too, Wanda. I'm so excited to be here tonight. So excited.
Yes, this is a night to celebrate and to be happy in the Lord for what he has done. And we are grateful and thankful for this great opportunity. Before I acknowledge our guests that we have standing by, I want you to know that our heart and prayers go out to the bereaved and to the sick and those that are recovering. And having to say those recovering, we want to do a shout out and thank you, Jesus, for poet Yvette Wilburn, who is in recovery at rehab, and she's making every stride to press forward in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we want to thank the Lord for her. I have here Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, for all of us, for all of us, for those of you that are maybe in the hospital or some of you that are at home recovering. And just to our listeners, we are on lockdown, so here's a word from the Lord from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Yes. Have not I command thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou what dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So we want to thank the Lord. He's with us. Amen?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord, for you being with us in every circumstance. So
thank
I wanted to say that. Thank you, Lord, for that. Do not be dismayed. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And, the Lord, we come before you in prayer and thanksgiving for all that you have done for us. We lift you up and we praise you. Lord, look on each listener and look on our guests.
Yes,
tonight.
Lord Jesus. Yes,
Lord. Black. And, Lord, look on those that are with questions about tomorrow, wondering,
yes,
how am I going to get through. Lord, you are a way maker. You are our help and strength. And we thank you, Lord, for everything.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
You do
thank
for
you,
us.
Jesus.
Lord, touch souls, touch hearts. Bring those to know you more, Lord, in this time, in this season. Let people know more about you and seek you. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise your name forever. Amen.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
I just said that I'm excited about our guest, and so we are thankful to have with us tonight Dr. Mary Edwards. She's a publisher, editor, a life coach, and so many other things that God has given her gifts and talents for the body of Christ and for those that want to know more about the Lord. Good evening to you, Dr. Mary Edwards.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Yes, hello.
Well, hello to you. And with her, we are thankful for Mrs. Carolyn Thomas, who was the assistant and proofreader concerning the new publication, Whatever Happened to Mamas. Good evening to you, Sister Thomas.
Good evening, everyone.
Praise the Lord. And tonight, we're going to have a time of allowing these two wonderful women to speak to us concerning this project that the Lord laid upon Dr. Edwards' heart. And we have a guest that will be one of the authors in the book making her presentation. So please stay tuned. I want to also say that we have some breaking news this evening, and Arthur Ramel T. Lee is going to present that, and we're going to continue to move right along.
All right, breaking news on Restore, Restore. Congratulations, congratulations from executive producers Queen Latifah, Mary J. Blige, Missy Elliott, the Clark Sisters, First Ladies of Gospel, a Lifetime feature movie, April the 11th, 8 Eastern Time and 7 Central Time. Report from Praise House TV. Hallelujah! The Lifetime original movie, The Clark Sisters, First Ladies of Gospel, hit a high note on Saturday night, delivering 2.7 million total viewers, according to Nielsen Media Research, making it Lifetime's highest-rated movie since 2016 and the strongest original movie on all of television for 2020, across key demos, including both Broadway, broadcast, and cable. Additionally, the Clark Sisters were the best ad-supported cable original movie since 2018 in key demos, with 1.1 million adults between 25 and 54, 905,000 adults ages 18 to 49, and 813,000 women 25 to 54. With the success of the Clark Sisters, Lifetime now claims the top three original movies on ad-supported cable in 2020 in key demos, along with Stolen by My Mother, the Kamira Mobley story, and Chris Watts' Confessions of a Killer. On social media, hashtag the Clark Sisters ranked number one across all TV on April the 11th with over 700,000 interactions, according to Nielsen Social. The Clark Sisters was the top social Lifetime movie over the last year. And the other announcement is National Day of Prayer is Thursday, May the 7th. And that ends our breaking news.
Thank you so much to you, Arthur Ramel T. Lee, for giving us this breaking news. I want everyone to remember this Thursday, May 7th, this week, is National Day of Prayer. And to the Clark Sisters, we cheer. Yoo-hoo! Praise the Lord.
Praise
glory
the Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Clark Sisters. Homegirls. Homegrown girls. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he has done for you, the Clark Sisters. Your story was on Lifetime, and we praise God. And we thank the Lord. Dorinda Clark Cole has been with us for 6 seasons as the opening, and we thank God for that being a part of our ministry. In closing to that, we want you to remember to pray for the Sheard family, which is part of the Clark family also, because Mother Willie Mae Sheard passed and has gone on to glory, and our hearts have been very sad and lifted up only through prayer. Pray for her husband, Bishop John H. Sheard, and pray for the Sheard family and the Clark family.
Yes,
at this time, I want us to turn our minds to next Sunday, which is May 10th, Mother's Day. Mother's Day. And I just got through saying about, I'm sure that the Sheard family, Clark family, will be carrying a load as their mother went home to be with the Lord. But we want to say this program is dedicated to mothers and women. Mothers and women. Women that have a heart to love and care and share. And, you know, we thank God for those women that stand with us as a spiritual leader. And we praise God for them. At this time on Restore, Restore, we have a special presentation. And I'm calling on none other than Arthur Ramel T. Lee.
I'd like to say happy Mother's Day to all of our listening audience. And I have a poem entitled Purple Royalty, which is dedicated to all our listening audience on Restore, Restore, this Sunday, May 3rd, 2020, especially to women and mothers who play a major role in our life. CEO Beverly Black Johnson, host Wanda J. Burnside, moderator Mrs. Michelle Barnes, our guest Dr. Mary Ebers and Ms. Carolyn Cuff Thomas, along with two other ladies in the Sims family who are mother and daughter. They will each receive a copy of the poem through email. In addition, it will be posted on our Restore, Restore Facebook page. Purple royalty. You are the color of royalty, dressed in purple, shades of beauty. That's who you are. A lovely flower adorned from heaven. God sees a light shining in you. A star has been born right here on earth. You've given your heart to the Father. That makes you his very own. Thank God for your royal new birth. You've been changed, renewed, and restored. Walk in obedience. Always love and honor God. Purple royalty, that's who you are. Our Heavenly Father has proclaimed your name. Sing and rejoice, for the angels have given you a new song to sing. Praise God for the blessing that is written in heaven. You are a part of God's royal family. Purple royalty belongs to you. Now live accordingly. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Arthur Rommel T. Lee, for that poem that went out as a tribute, as a special gift to mothers and women that have done so many great things in our life. Thank you for dedicating it to me. I am blessed by that, and I thank you with all of my heart. I want to also let you know, listeners, that Purple Royalty poem that Rommel has gave to you as a gift from Restore, Restore, God's blessed her to use that poem. Since what year did God bless you?
2004.
2004. Mm-hmm. So we know many women from all walks of life have been blessed by Purple Royalty. So thank you, Sister Lee, for giving us such a special gift. And as she said, to those that are specially honored today, you will get a copy in your email. So you will have that as a gift to download and to hang in your house or put it somewhere that's near by you to let you know we think you are just fabulous. I have an acronym that I want to share for Rommel T. Lee.
Oh, my goodness.
Since she gave us such a wonderful gift, this is what I have for you. R is for royal and righteous. A is for anointed. M, motivated. You stay that way all the time, motivated. Encouraging is the letter E. L, loyal. L, loving, and the last E is everlasting friendship or everlasting companion. So that's what I have for you in honor for Mother's Day. Some
well,
of the characteristics.
Thank you so much for that. I am
and
excited.
You will get a copy of that in your email.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And I am honored to give that because you're always so much of those letters, your royal, righteous, anointed, motivated, encouraging, loyal, loving, and everlasting friendship. Thank you for all these characteristics that God has implanted in you. Now, I have another tribute, and that is going to Michelle Burns. I want you to know we thank you for how you give your time and all your energy because you are the Lamp newsletter, the treasures from heaven, and you work with us with this Restore, Restore. Michelle Burns is my cousin. I love her dearly. She is a mother of four children, two sons, two daughters, and she's blessed to have, I think, nine grandchildren, correct?
Yes, Wanda. Yes.
Yes. Thank the Lord for you, Sister Burns.
No, thank you.
We love you, and we want you to know we are grateful for all you do in those ministries, your time, your effort, and going out of the way. She takes our gifts that we have from treasures, and she will give it to neighbors or to somebody in the nursing home, or she will go to a event and just try to bless people. One year, she went to a home for boys and took how many gifts, Rommel? 50 gifts?
Yes, 50 gifts.
50 gifts at Christmas time to boys that are locked away. They are young boys that are less than, I think they're younger than 12 years old.
Yes.
Is that correct,
that's
Michelle?
Right.
A variety of ages, but we had quite a few that were 12 and under.
12 and under, locked away from society. And she boldly went with our cousin Patrick, and she delivered all those gifts. Some of the boys probably never hear from their family again. I know a young man that's right now locked up, and his mother and family don't want to have anything to do with him. But Sister Burns went right in there and blessed these young boys, and we love you for all you have done.
No, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're next moving right along to our special guest this evening, and we are excited about what they are going to talk about. Sister Lee, if you could do the introduction, we thank you.
Well, I'd like to say to our radio audience, I have Dr. Mary Edwards, and I'm going to start with her bio. Dr. Mary Edwards is a distinguished author, editor, book coach, and publisher. And for over 30 years, she has been a life coach. She is the widow of the esteemed community activist, Reverend Eddie K. Edwards, founder of Joy of Jesus Ministries. Reverend Edwards was a veteran community organizer with 30 years of experience at the time of his death. Her ministry at Joy of Jesus in Detroit was called A New Start in Life. She has founded two productive and successful writing ministries, the Called and Ready Writers in 1999, Leaves of Gold Consulting, LLC, CEO, in 2005. Dr. Edwards has headed 8 organizations with 40 years of faithful, dedicated, and great ministry experience. She has received numerous prestigious awards and recognitions over 2 decades. Dr. Edwards has written 14 publications, which consist of poems, prayer devotionals, evangelism messages, and her autobiography, Born Grown, in 2007. God blessed her to be a columnist and freelance writer for the Michigan Chronicle, Michigan Front Page, Black-owned weekly newspaper. In 2016, honorary doctorate in divinity from Destiny Christian University of Florida. Personal information about Dr. Edwards: mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother, dual citizen, U.S. and Canada. Spiritually ordained in 1976, officially ordained in 1978. Attends Christian Tabernacle Church, Southfield, Michigan. Above all, Dr. Mary Edwards has been a born-again, spirit-filled believer since 1976. She believes in living to leave a legacy behind. Her works are current among those in the University of Michigan Bentley Legacy Library, Ann Arbor, Michigan. To God be the glory. And the other bio that I have is for Mrs. Carolyn Huff Thomas. Carolyn Louise Huff Thomas was born in Haddock, Georgia, 1941, was raised in Detroit, Michigan, attended Marr Elementary, McMichael Junior High, and graduated from Cass Technical High School. She is the mother of 1 son, Christopher E. Thomas, and the proud grandmother of 4 wonderful grands. She is an independent business owner, has been a board member of the Widows with Wisdom for over 10 years. She is retired and lives in Harrison Township, Michigan. Welcome to Restore, Restore, Dr. Mary Edwards and Mrs. Carolyn Huff Thomas.
Thank you, Sister Lee. At this time, listeners, we are going to hear from these outstanding women that was just introduced by our co-host, Ramel Lee. I want to start with Carolyn Thomas. You had the wonderful experience of assisting Dr. Mary Edwards in this project. And if you just could let us know a little bit about your experience and how you felt working with such a regal assignment about the mothers. So if you could just give us your feelings and expressions.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. First of all, thank you so much for inviting me on to the program tonight.
And I really want to thank you, Romel, for that beautiful poem. I appreciate it so much. And for the tribute that you've given to me, I think I'm accepting that in honor of my mother, who, you know, just think about next Sunday being Mother's Day, I began to think so much of her. Because when I lost my mother over 30 years ago, unfortunately, we had to have her service on Mother's Day here at her in Detroit, and then take her on down to Georgia for the final resting place. So it has been kind of a sweet sorrow, but God is so good, and I thank God for my mother, and I thank God for the privilege of working with Dr. Mary on this book. And as I went through it and proofread some of the story, most of the stories. It just brought back so many memories of my mother and my grandmother and my two great-grandmothers, because I was actually a teenager when both of my great-great-grandmothers passed, so I knew them so well. I remember my great-great-grandmother taking me to church. I remember my other great-great-grandmother taking me to her church. So it's been an awesome experience, and I just want to say thank you so much. I appreciate all that you all are doing. I appreciate you so much, Ms. Burnside and Romel. You all have been a blessing in my life. And I thank the Lord for this book, because it is a legacy. It's something that we can hold on to and keep in our library. And I'm planning on getting other copies and giving it to my grandchildren, because I need them to know about their grandmother and their great-grandmother who is pictured in the book. So I thank God for that opportunity. I just want to say just a brief thing about my mom. My mother was a beautiful, beautiful person. And as I wrote this story for the book, it just brought back so many loving memories of her. She was a people person. People loved her. And you know, when puppies love you and dogs love you, that shows something about your personality.
Amen.
Amen. She was 17 years old when I was born, so I had a young mother. We grew up almost as sisters and friends, but I always respected her as my mother. And I had my brother John, and I was the delight of her life. And my mother worked outside of the home at Ford Motor Company, and she was a great housekeeper, took good care of my father, me, and my brother, as well as helping others in the neighborhood whenever her help was needed. And what I'm thinking now, as I remember, in 2012 of this year, at the age of 71, my father, who was 90 at that time, he needed my care. So I took care of my father for the last seven, almost 8 years. He just passed this past July at the age of 97.
Yeah.
Very active, 97, very active man. And I was thinking about my mom, because I remember when her mother had a stroke. And her mother was in the hospital. My mom visited her every day. And when the doctor said to my mom, "I think your mother needs to be put in a nursing home," my mom said, "No, I'm bringing her home." And she took care of her mother, my grandmother, until she passed. And I'm looking at how parallel that is to my experience with my dad. Bringing him home, saying, "No, he's not going to a nursing home. I'm going to take care of him." And that's what the Lord allowed me to do. So I thank God for that. Thank God for the experiences that are read in the book that, you know, relates to me also. And I appreciate all those authors and the love and all they show to the mothers, the grandmothers, the godmothers, and all of the women in their lives that have made an impact on their life. So I appreciate this time, and thank you so much.
You hear how each person in her life made an impact on her life.
Yes. Yes,
and
Lord.
Don't take it for granted. Those of you that are part of Restore, don't say, "Well, I didn't do that much," or "I didn't really get a chance." You never know what you are doing to make an impact on somebody's life. You never know how what you have done will outlast anything that you think you did. So people go back and they say, "I remember when you said this," or "I remember how you did this." So we are grateful for you, Sister Thomas, to share those feelings about how, as you went and worked with Dr. Edwards. It was soothing and consoling to you and comforting, even though your father, at 97, passed away. Did you say in July last year?
Yes, July
yes,
last year.
Yes, passed away. But then Dr. Edwards had you to proofread those stories, and those stories brought back memories of your dear loved ones. So we
yes.
thank you for sharing those thoughts with us, and we praise God for you being able to share how it made a difference to you and your life. So all of you that are listening on Restore, Restore, pick up your rolling pin, pick up your apron, pick up your arms and hug somebody, love somebody. Do what you God has given you to do to change somebody's life. Now, at this time, we're going to allow Dr. Mary Edwards, who's a woman full of great knowledge, wisdom, and she has done so many things to change people's life, to make a difference in this world. Right now, we see how many people are crying over the different ones that's dying because of this virus. And, you know, as I look at this situation, I said, did you love them? Did you hug them? Did you care? Because now we can't even have those big funerals where we can sing Mama's favorite song and Auntie's favorite Bible verse. It's all a different world. Isn't that so, Sister Lee?
That's right.
And so since
yes,
we are not living like we used to, Dr. Mary Edwards has done something so unique that God laid on her heart. And so at this time, Dr. Mary Edwards, share with us how the Lord has used you to come and do this great book. We're getting people that are touched. They have tears in their eyes. People are moved by the publication and how it's presented. And I would like for you, if you would share with our listeners how God gave you this vision and how it all has come to pass at this time, Dr. Edwards.
Thank you so much, Wanda. And as you know, I'm having a bit of a voice issue, so I hope I can get through this without my voice cracking up too much. But I want to begin by saying that I could not have done this without your help. You are the you collaborated with me on this book. Your name is on the front of the cover, just like mine is. And I want to also thank Ramel, because we couldn't have done this if she had not been on top of the many, many pictures of the mothers that are in the book. She helped make the editing process so much easier for me by taking charge of those pictures. And then, of course, Carolyn did proofread, and she did an excellent job proofreading. I invited another guest to come on. I don't know if she made it or not. Is that Jeria on the line? Jeria Mute?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
I would like
praise
to
the Lord.
Share. Yeah, thank you. And then I'll come back and say a few words. Let Jeria speak at this time.
All right.
Good
so
evening,
Dr.
everyone.
Dr. Edwards has someone that's going to share with us her experience as being one of the contributing authors of this book. And so good evening, and may God bless you. We are listening to your experience as one of the authors.
Well, good evening. First, I want to say thank you to Dr. Edwards for thinking of me in this way to ask me to participate. It is truly an honor. And it was an honor to participate in the Whatever Happened to Mama's book. I felt like it was such an opportunity to honor my mom and know that I was being a part of a host of other women, men, whomever, who were just thinking about how much their moms had an impact on their lives. And that's how I approached the essay that I wrote. It was just a time for me to reflect and think about all the things that I learned from my mom, In writing my essay, I thought about it in two parts: before I had a relationship with God, watching my mom just be so loving and care for people and bring people into our home and nurture people, and not really understanding all of that before I had my own relationship with God. And then the second half of my essay focused on me having like the bright light bulb moment of, that's why she did the thing she did, not only for us as her children and my dad, but just because she was showing the love of God. And I truly was able to reflect on how God's love was just manifested through her for others, for myself, for my siblings and my dad. My mom is also my co-pastor, so her and my dad are my pastors, watching them love on the people in our church. And it was just an awesome opportunity for me to just put that out on paper. I would have never thought or had the opportunity to do anything like that and kind of memorialize her in a way that it's just going to be there forever and for others to read as well. And I just hope that my little piece of the book and my reflections on my mom could be impactful on someone else that may read it and say, hey, you know, that's something I experienced, or hey, this is something that I felt about my mom or my grandma or whoever, another woman who's had an impact on their lives. So I just am honored and thankful to be a part of it, and just thankful to be able to just share a little bit of how it affected me. So thank you so much for letting me have a moment and talk about it.
First, I just want to say that the highlight for me of this book was that I have known, like all my speaker's mother, for over 30 years. I've known Carolyn for over 60 years. And yet I learned so much about them from reading about their mothers that I didn't know about them. And I can truthfully say that they have learned and gathered and been blessed by the mantle, so to speak, from their mother, and not that the mother's gone, but walking and watching their moms and walking in their mother's footsteps. When Carolyn was just a servant, she got that from her mother. And I watched her children grow up. You know, it's a lot of sadness on this phone. I apologize for it. Quickly, I just want to say that as Mel was giving the breaking news report, I couldn't help but think about Maddie Moss and the wonderful legacy that she left behind with her daughter. And, you know, I have an acronym for legacy, which is, they call me the legacy lady, leaving every generation a chronicle of you. And a chronicle is a story, and we all have a story to tell, and we need to get it told while we can. I'm going to cut off my remarks at this point, but it was a leading of the Lord to do the book. And he said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And he gave me three confirmations to do the book. And I did, but I want to say this, that I was inspired by the movie Harriet. That was my last confirmation. If you haven't seen that movie, it's well worth seeing, because I did not know Harriet Tubman's name. It was not Harriet Tubman. That was her mother's name. And so she took her mother's name when she became an official abolitionist. So if we don't know where we came from, we really don't know who we are. And with that, I'll say thank you for the opportunity to share.
Well, with Dr. Edwards, I want to say to you, thank you. It was an honor to serve as working with you in the stories, the whole process, and I'm grateful and thankful for the opportunity. It was an honor, and I will always cherish that. It's something I don't take lightly to share my name on the front cover with yours. I am just humbled as I can be. Thank you. Now, Dr. Edwards, how can people contact you to order that book, and what is next on your calendar about that book?
The title of the book is Whatever Happened to Mama. You know, the Big Mama days have come and gone, so it seems. But they can go on the website, leavethegoldconsulting.com. They can go on there. It's also on Amazon.
Very
you can
good.
Go on Amazon and get it. And so many people missed the deadline for the last, for volume one. We're already getting into volume two. And
wonderful.
So anyone interested, my email address is leavesofgold.llc@gmail.com. And we are looking for authors, contributing writers for volume two. The title remains the same, Whatever Happened to Mama.
Beautiful. It's a masterpiece. It will go on for years and years. I heard Sister Thomas says she's purchasing more for her family so they will know. It's history, it's legacy, and it's a beautiful contribution. Sister Lee, your expressions, and also to Sister Burns, all of us had an opportunity to submit our story. So, Sister Lee, your comments, and Sister Burns.
Okay. I just want to say congratulations to all of the contributors for Whatever Happened to Mama. This really, when I look at this book, it's a major, major undertaking. And I love the way it is presented because it gives all of these contributors a spotlight on their mothers, their aunts, all of the beautiful women in their life to be able to sit there and write and chronicle someone's life and do a beautiful, beautiful tribute of where they came from, what happened to them in their life. And if, when you read all of these stories, it is just so amazing as to the accomplishment of all of these women. And even for my mother, she's in this book, and I originally wrote her story, and it was a special tribute that I did to her. And I just want to tell the audience that when you do something for somebody,
shit.
You never know how it's going to come back to you. I wrote that in 1995, and I did a beautiful tribute to her, and she was living at the time. And I sat there and read this tribute to her. Every word.
If you hear the door, I'm going to run out because the can, top of the can.
She was just amazed. She was just amazed at what was said.
And
I framed it for her. And then 15 years later, it became a story. So it's very, very important, I want to say to all of our listeners, if you have people in your life that you love and you know that they have done beautiful things for.
Excuse me, Sister Lee. Someone is rambling and making comments, and this is a tape. Please mute your phone. Please mute your phone. Thank you. Go on, Ramel.
So I want to say, I encourage everyone, if you can't, when you find out all of these beautiful things about someone, that's the time that you capture that, because you never know when you're going to need it. And you need, all of us are here to uplift people in life, to encourage people in life, because all of us have a story to tell, like Dr. Edwards is saying. And in that story, you're going to have good things and you're going to have other things, maybe some sad moments in your life, but you're not going to stay there because our program says restore, restore. And so God is doing all kinds of things to help all of us be restored. And I just want to commend all of the ones that are compiled in this book, whether they have a poem, whether they have a story, that you do that. And I invite all the listeners to go and purchase this book because it is a beautiful, beautiful tribute to women.
Thank you, Sister Lee, for those words. Yes, your mother is in the book, and we thank God for you making that contribution. And to see the pictures. Sister Barnes, if you would express how you feel for being a part of this great legacy that Dr. Edwards has done and started, please share your feelings.
Oh, I am just honored to be a part of the writing group contribute the story of my mother, who, when you live with someone, is one experience, but then when you reflect and go back and have to remember all the things that are the basic keys and the basic steps in what I have used in my life to help me to be the mother that I am today. And I thought, oh my, you know, it's such a blessing to be able to put this into writing so that not only my grandchildren, but their children will be able to read and see the steps that are still being taken that will still help to see us through as women. And so we can't get lost. We can't forget. We have to be able to share the history of how we survive, how we continue to make it,
yes, yes.
How the Lord continues to be the blessing in our life.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
No secret. It's no secret. And when you start reading these stories, you will be empowered by each mother, each
yes.
woman who carried their load and continued their faith. So honored and blessed and excited for my children to be able to read mine and others.
Well, we thank you for those words because we are concerned about making an impression on the life and say, I survived, I made it. And that's the theme of those mothers.
Yes,
they survived,
yes,
they
Lord.
Made it. And I was talking to Ramel, and I said, in consideration of my mother, she had many opportunities not to survive. In her story, her father died, and then not long her sister passed. So at a young age, my mom's dad died when my mother was only 8, and then her sister, who was right there with her, and her sister passed away, and I think my mother's probably 12 years old. She could have been bitter. She could have been angry. She could have struck out at the world and said, you know, I'm not happy about my life, so I'm going to make everybody else's life miserable because I have hurt and pain. But my mother didn't do that. She persevered, and she survived through it all. And so, as you said, Michelle, and as the rest of us are talking, we have to survive. We need the Lord to restore our
yes,
heart,
Lord.
Our mind,
yes,
and to bless us through our hurt, our pains, our disappointment. And a lot of times when I would ask my mother, how did you feel about your dad? And she would express to me in tears how she loved him and she didn't want to have a life without a dad, and how her mother went on and kept the family together.
Yeah.
And so it's perseverance, being strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. And I want to say tonight that those stories in that book show how we can be what I just read to you from Joshua 1 and 9. To not be fearful, to be strong, be courageous.
Yes,
and
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Have taken these stories to show us how we can do it. We thank God for the mothers that lived this life and persevered and went through trials, tests, disappointment, heartaches, and all their struggles just to go on and do what God spoke to them. And Dr. Everett said what inspired her was Harriet Tubman when she found out about her. And you know, Harriet Tubman is a hero in the African-American history books, but not only that, because she is a woman of integrity, that she persevered and helped save lives and to bring people to freedom. And so, as Dr. Edwards said, she was touched by that. And for those of you on Restore, you can make a difference. I want you to repeat that. I can make a difference.
I can make a difference. Yes,
that's right. And if I'm a young mother or I'm a older mother, if I'm a grandmother, as many people know, I don't have children on earth. All my children are waiting on me in heaven. So that will be a glorious day. But I thank the Lord. I tell people that I have 28 goddaughters and 18 godsons. So God will bring into your life people you can talk to, you can encourage, you can show them how to make a difference in life. And so I thank you so much, each person that came on tonight to share with what Dr. Edwards has accomplished through what God put in her heart. And we want to thank you, Dr. Edwards, for persevering and going through it all. It was where many days and nights she would be up working on those stories, and God put it in her heart, and she would not let it go until she finished it. So we thank you, Dr. Mary.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I would like to say for our listeners, that book is available on Amazon.com. It's there now. So won't that be an excellent gift to purchase something unique for your mother, your aunt, your grandmother, and they can relate to those stories in that book. You can also reach Dr. Mary Edwards. She told you that she has website and email. She's featured on Lisa Go with her website. You can contact her and place your order on Lisa Go LL.com. Is that correct, Sister Lee?
Yes.
LisaGoldConsulting.com.
Thank you, Dr. Edwards. I appreciate that. Now, some of the titles to the stories, if we can do that real quick because we're running close to out of time. So the names of the stories. Now, the guest that's on the line, Pastor Sim's daughter, if you would tell us what page is your story on and what's the name of your story. Hello? Okay, she's not on the line.
I'm looking at the book. So the story is on page 111, and this is Pastor Cassandra A. Sims. Superwoman lives in Michigan.
All right, and
that's her mother's story.
Thomas, what's the name of your mother's story?
Christine King Huff.
Thank you. And Michelle Barnes, what's the name of your mother's story? Miss Barnes? All right, we'll go on, Sister Lee.
Well, mine is Mrs. Barbara Laverne Eddins Lee.
All right, and for Dr. Edwards, she has several stories in the book. In the front of the book, she has stories about her mother. She shares a story about her husband's mother, Eddie Edwards.
Edwards, yes.
Yes, and she shares that story about his mother. And so, Dr. Edwards, do you want to share some of the other stories that you submitted?
Well, I have my mentors in there because my mother, I actually led my mother to the Lord. She always called me her spiritual mother, but I had spiritual mentors before my mother got saved, and I pay tribute to both of them in the book. And then my mother's story is Audrey Penniman, and she was led by the Lord to bring me to the United States from Canada. And
praise
so my story is in the book. Had she not brought me here, probably wouldn't have that book today. So I pray tribute to her.
Well, we thank the Lord for all these great mothers. And I thank the Lord I was able to submit several dear people. But my mother's name is Evangelist Willie Lee McCann Palm. And with that, I have my mother, my grandmother, and godmother. I thank God for them. And our book is international because we have Sandra Hickman from Australia that submitted her story. So this is coming to the close of
Sister Wanda, yes. Ladies, this is Beverly Black. I want to wish all of you a very happy Mother's Day. And when you called on Poet Yvette Wilburn, her line was disconnected, and so it's now reconnected if you want to ask her the question.
Yvette Wilburn is with us. This is a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah. Hi, Yvette. Hi, Yvette. And you are in the book. How many points did you write?
Three. Hallelujah.
Yvette, what would you like to say this evening?
Wow.
Thank God, there's nothing too horrible.
Hallelujah.
Nothing too horrible, yes. God.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Yvette. Well, for our listeners, you need to know, since March 15th, we had so many prayers for her, and she was in a coma through this virus. But God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He restores. Sister Yvette, anything else you would like to say?
No. I just want to say.
Let me say quickly, Sister Sims and I were driving along, and she brought up the book in the car. Her daughter spoke earlier, and she said, you know, of all the beautiful stories in that book, she said, the one that stood out the most in my mind was the one written by the woman that did not know her mother. And she didn't know that was Yvette. And I said, I am so glad you brought that up, because as we speak, she's recovering from the virus, and we're all praying for her. And I was able to see the love of God. Hallelujah. It makes me want to. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I hope it made you want to pray.
I want you ladies to take some extra time here and have church and hold up this sister in prayer. Sister Wanda, you have till the last half of the hour. That gives you 28 more minutes to praise God and lift him up for the wonderful miracle in Sister Poet Yvette Wilburn. Hallelujah, and happy Mother's Day to all of you.
Thank you, Jesus. We're going to have church. We exalt you, Lord. We exalt you, Jesus. Now, Sister Yvette, since you're on the phone, what else would you like to say?
I'd just like to say that God is good.
He's Hallelujah. Able. Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let us speak.
Yes, Lord.
And you said what?
He's faithful.
Faithful. Yes, he is.
And he's in control. Lord. That's what your voice message said. God is in control.
God is in control. Yes, he is.
And when Wanda or Ramel told me, when I talked to you earlier today or yesterday, somebody told me Yvette was laughing and shouting and telling people what to do. I said, I know she's on the road to recovery, because that sounds like
Yvette, that old school
teacher mentality, telling them kids and everybody what to do. So I knew you were on the road to recovery when I heard that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I want to say this, Yvette. Yes, I want to say this. We thank God for all that you put into your children. And that's what this book is about. And you taught your children to call on the name of Jesus. And your daughter have called on the name of
Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord.
No matter what happened, she kept standing on faith and believing God that her mother would come through it all.
And as she prayed and sought God
and leaned on you, that's because of you, Sister Yvette, put the word in those children. You trained up the child in the way that child should go, and that the child would not part from it. So you put in them to pray, to seek God, and they had to turn around and use what you taught them and
yes,
stand
Lord.
In the
yes,
gap
Lord.
For you.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
so
Lord.
We thank and praise the Lord, and that to have you to come on. And I told Ramel, I said, Yvette usually come on for all of our holiday
yes,
programs.
She does.
And I said she didn't come on for Easter because she wrote a poem called what? About the blood. That's right. Say it, Yvette.
The blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus. And we thank you that you wrote the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so she didn't come on for the Easter, but in the back of her mind, she says, Satan, listen here. I might not came on with the blood of Jesus, and I might not have been on earlier, but I'm coming on for Mother's Day.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah,
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And as Dr. Edwards says, she's going to fight and stand for the Lord because you know her points all
yes, Lord.
Express
yes, Lord.
How she feel. One of her signature poems is they. And, oh, my, whenever she gives that, it is powerful.
Oh,
it is
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Awesome. You know, when I was sick, yeah. I saw, I don't know if I told you this once, but I saw, I was like at the bottom of the stage, and I saw these horses and chariots, and they were coming down the stairs. And it said, this fight, you will not have to fight. And I thought that they were going to but they went ahead of me, and they fought it.
Hallelujah.
The Lord told me this one, and I never saw horses and chariots on stair steps before. So I knew it was from the Lord.
Huh? And Dr. Evans told
you,
me that she told you to write. She said, whatever the Lord say to you, Dr. Edwards told me that she told you to write.
I got a paper. I got my
Did you have pen. Paper? Do you have paper and pen there? Do you have a notepad?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And I got my
because
paper.
It's for this reason. You know, the Lord has spared you for a purpose.
Amen. And, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
and something,
Jesus.
Something really big is going to come out of your experience.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And,
thank you.
Many, I see many poems, many coming out. Many.
Jesus.
I heard a message. I heard a message today that T.D. Jakes teaches, if you all get a chance, it's called Conversation in the Cave. And he was talking about all the people that are in isolation, that this is a time when God has called us aside to hear from him. And,
Amen.
And to
Lord,
be
yes,
still
Lord.
And be quiet and to mm-hmm. hear from him. You know, nobody wants to have to stay in the house, but it's a reason for this.
Oh,
and we
yes,
had
yes,
when Elijah
yes,
was in that
is.
Cave, he had to be still and be quiet so he could hear from God. And, you know, the Lord, everyone was talking about 2020 vision this year, but the Lord told me at the beginning of this year, he said, Mary, I want you to have 2020 hearing.
Yes,
and so what he's done is
he
put us in a cave. He
yes.
We are in a cave, and
Lord,
God wants to
Lord,
talk to
yes,
us, and
Lord.
That still
Amen.
Small
thank
voice.
You, Lord.
Oh,
so
thank
that
you,
we have to be still, and we have to be quiet, and that's why,
Lord,
why you're in this quiet place
oh,
right
Lord.
Now.
Thank you,
so
God.
That
Hallelujah.
And what thus saith the Lord. So that you can write. And it's for this reason, you know, that what the devil meant for evil, God is turning this around for good.
Hallelujah.
And you're
Lord,
going to write
yes,
things
Lord.
Like you have never written before with a very heavy anointing
Thank
on your
you,
writing
Jesus.
Because you suffered for it. You suffered
yes,
for it. And so we're in a cave right now for a reason. And when we come out, we're going to come out better than we were when we went in. So all of that's for all of us. Conversation in a cave.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It will bless you so much.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I got to say this, that Dr. Everett has spoken into many people's life like she's ministering tonight. And this is not a coincidence that Yvette would have the energy to push through because Dr. Edwards is there. And she's always interested in pushing you to go for it. Now, she said, I don't push parked cars. But if you park, you can forget it. But if you want to roll and go, oh, Lord, she's going to take you on a ride. Amen?
Amen.
Well,
oh, yes,
me
Lord.
Laugh when I need a laugh right now.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, if you park to the side, she's going to say, nope, she don't want to go, he don't want to go, and she's going to say, forget it. But if you got the sign out on the car saying, help, help, I want to go, help me to get out of this spot, get me out of this ditch, get me off of this curb, she's there to help you in every way. She gonna phone call you, email you. I just gotta say, a long time ago, I wasn't on the computer, and Dr. Edwards knew my heart that I wanted to be. So she did everything in her power to get me on there. So it is not a coincidence that Yvette put herself, and she saw, and Dr. Edwards, I gotta say this, Yvette said to me today, Wanda, Mama's book. I said, yes, Yvette. She said, without? I said, yes. And then Yvette said, is my work in the book? I said, yes, it is. So glory to God.
Glory to God.
Before she got sick and everything, she got her work in, her mother's picture and the poems. And we thank God she got that done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yvette, I'm going to see that. I'm going to mail the book to your daughter and she so she can bring it to the hospital for you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll see that happens.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Of course.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, this is a miracle, Saint. This is a miracle.
Jesus, have mercy.
Because when we first announced about Yvette, I said on Restore, Restore that Yvette Wilburn is in a coma. She's not doing anything. And the doctors continue to give us reports of what she's not doing. But Chandra stood strong in the Lord, and those of us that pray. Dr. Edwards had a prayer service recently. And we have been praying, all of us, each one. And so, Yvette, for you to stand up today.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
What a miracle.
Yes.
Jesus.
Wow.
We just had prayer on Tuesday, wasn't it, Dr. Edwards?
Was it Thursday this week?
We were on the line praying for Yvette.
And that's not
Look
the
at
only
God,
prayer.
He has moved, and she is here.
From everybody concerning
Hallelujah,
you.
Jesus.
Thank the Lord. Praise you, Lord. For those of you that are listening and wonder why we are so excited, today, Yvette Wilburn, as Dr. Edwards said, she's a school teacher. She's a mother of a beautiful daughter, two wonderful, handsome sons, and she has grandchildren. And if you see Yvette walk in the room, you know you're going to see a child with her. It's going to either be her son, her grandson, her granddaughter. And she's bringing somebody with her. And
That's
if
right.
she walks in the room and you don't see a daughter, a son, a grandson, you say, Yvette, where's this one? Where's that one? And she's always been accountable for those children in her life. And so, Yvette, for you tonight to come forth on this night, we are rejoicing
thank you,
thanking the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
So am I.
I just want to say
she's sounding better already, and she's sounding better
already.
Yes, she is.
Oh, it is it's a miracle. It's a miracle from God. And I just want to say to the radio audience, you are listening to a miracle from God.
It is.
Every
right now.
Single thing that Yvette has been doing is nothing but miracles from God. So for
right.
her to even be here tonight, what is the chances? Mm-hmm. She opened her eyes on Palm Sunday. So much has happened since then, and now she's in a rehab.
And every move she makes
and
is another blessing.
Is
her daughter told me that she made 9 steps on the walker by herself.
Hallelujah.
Everything the doctor tells her to do, she does it a notch up. So if the doctor say, can you do 3 of those? Yvette say, okay, I'm going to do the 3 and 3 more. So she is a woman of courage and faith. She loves to sing. She loves to recite poetry. And she is a songbird. She is a person who loves her hymns. And Yvette loves to be a part of ministry. She is a worshiper, a praiser. Yvette spends time visiting people, checking on people, calling people up. And her time that she has been used to come out on the streets of Detroit years ago, Dr. Edwards and I witnessed Yvette Wilburn with these big billboards across the east side of Detroit and the west side of Detroit.
Yes, yes.
And we know the devil don't like you, Yvette, but guess what? We don't care.
That's right.
We don't care. He don't like us either. He don't like me. He don't like me. But Yvette put that billboard up, and she said she was sick of looking at billboards about alcohol. And now what happened? It all changed around. You can't put those cigarettes and alcohol billboards.
Look at that.
And Yvette, Dr. Evans and I witnessed with our own eyes that billboard on the west side, and she stopped the traffic on Woodward Avenue in front of the police department in the Cultural Center of Detroit.
We had a balloon launch. Yes.
And she had a ministry called Poet Ministry.
Yes. I have a confession to make. I thought Yvette was crazy because I know she used her rent money for that. And I told Wanda, I think she's crazy. And but you know what? I know she told me that she used her rent money, but she never got evicted.
Never.
Oh, hallelujah.
She stood out for God. And then Yvette, people say you can't have a traffic jam in front of the police department. And the Dr. Edwards and I were standing out there on the street, and we was wondering, would the police say, you can't stand on this corner, nobody can be over here? And you know what, Dr. Edwards, do you remember the police department went out and directed traffic? So
I remember that.
Oh, Lord. I mean, the police department, they directed the traffic, and Yvette had 2 lanes where it was all hers. So all the saints and all the friends, we had 2 lanes. You could just hop out of the car and come on the curb, and they didn't stop the balloon launch, nothing. Everything went through.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You know what? I just want to say this. I'm going to have to leave the line, but you know what I want to say? I am so happy that we are saying this, and she can hear it, and she's not
Hallelujah,
saying.
Jesus. Yes,
she's not,
Lord.
This is not a memorial service.
Oh, Jesus.
This is a
yes,
testimonial
Lord.
Service that we have for her. And this
Thank
blesses
you.
Me beyond measure that she can
Hallelujah.
Hear these things.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. That's right, Dr. Evans, because as I was saying earlier, with people dying with this virus, a lot of people didn't get a chance to say the last
they sure
word
didn't.
To them because they isolate you in the hospital. You can't
yes.
come in and all those restrictions, and they couldn't say these words. But thank God. Look,
thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God, and she can hear it.
Thank
she
you.
Can hear it.
And Yvette is on YouTube, so I'm going to say this for those of you that want to know more about Poet Yvette. Her ministry is called Poet Ministries. Go on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You'll see her lessons that she taught. She used to have a television program on Channel 20 here in the Detroit area in Southfield. And so Yvette mm-hmm. have left her legacy, as Dr. Edwards encouraged us to do. Mm-hmm. So her Bible studies, her lesson, and her poetry, she's reciting mm-hmm. on
yes,
YouTube
Lord. Yes,
tonight.
Lord.
I advise you to do that. And I want to say this, that Ramel and I told Ramel, we have a listening audience of a lot of men that listen to Restore, Restore. And
yes.
I was shocked. And so I said, here we are on Restore, Restore. So I'm going to say to the men that follow us on Restore, Restore, that God can restore your life, men. Anything
yes.
that's broken and hurting, it can be restored. Amen?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Absolutely.
And for our brothers out there and for the men that's listening in, I want you to know that as we celebrate Mother's Day, it's up to you to do some good things to your mother, to your sister, to your auntie. And as Yvette has come forth tonight, you men need to know, you can come out of your tomb. Come out.
Oh, yes,
Jesus
Lord.
And Lazarus, come forth.
Yes,
whatever
Lord.
Your name is, Charles, come forth. Robert,
yes.
come forth. John,
yes.
come forth. In the name of Jesus. And it's not a mistake that you all are listening to Restore, Restore, because God wants to do something special for you. I recommend that you men buy that book, Whatever Happened to Mamas, because
yes,
you need to know that your life counts. Whatever you can do to encourage somebody to lift
yes,
them
Lord.
Up, it starts with you. Starts with you.
Yes,
so Yvette,
Lord.
We thank God and
oh,
Dr.
thank
Edwards
you, Jesus.
Said, we thought about you. Many
oh, thank
times
you, God. Hallelujah,
said,
Jesus.
And you know what, Dr. Edwards? She didn't do the billboards, and her children went hungry. Nobody was went hungry.
Nope.
Nobody was
nope.
Out there with raggedy clothes. Yvette stood on faith.
Yes, Lord.
Sure
yes,
did.
Lord. Absolutely.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
now,
Lord.
Now, Yvette, I want to say this to you, that we are going to continue to pray for you and look for great.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know if your daughter told you, but May is your month. You're supposed to come home from the rehab. So I don't know if you're still there. But this is going to be a month of joy and celebration unto
Amen.
The Lord.
Yes, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I heard it.
Jesus, I heard it.
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise
well,
the Lord.
I'm glad you're here. And Dr. Edwards, all of us worry and I don't want to say much because I'll be crying, but we all worry about you, Dr. Edwards. We love you. We thank God for you. And Yvette, when I talk to the writers, they always say, did you hear from Dr. Edwards? How's Dr. Edwards? And there was Yvette coming out
hey.
Of his coma and
all
asking
the time.
About how about how's Dr. Edwards? How is Ramel? Oh, God.
It's a family. It's a family
yes,
thing, that's for sure.
Yes,
it's a
yes.
family.
Yes, we are.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Well, happy Mother's Day, everybody. If we don't
well,
get
happy
to talk
Mother's
again.
Day to you, too.
Thank
happy
you.
Mother's
happy
Day.
Mother's
Day. Bye.
Happy
Mother's Day.
Love you,
bye-bye.
Dr. Edwards.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for coming.
Bye.
We are
get my
to have you part of our ministry. It's an honor, and we praise God for you, for all that you have done. May God
oh,
forever
you,
bless
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We're grateful and thankful for your contribution to our life. Have a
yes,
good day.
Appreciate you all
and
so much.
Thank you,
take
Jesus.
Care.
Hallelujah. Yes,
bye-bye.
Lord.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Happy
Mother's Day.
Thank you for sharing
thank
your heart
you.
With
good night.
Us. thank you for your testimony. And I heard Yvette say bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for your tribute.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome.
And to you, Sister Burns, thank you for being a part of our evening.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And to Sister Burns, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm so glad
you
to be here.
You got a chance to witness a miracle.
And thankfulness for Sister Yvette.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've been praying.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And Sister Yvette, can you say another word to us? Well, I heard her say bye-bye, so maybe
bye-bye.
She's on us.
Oh, thank you.
Sister Lee, would you like to have closing remarks?
Yeah, I just want to say I am just so full right now. And I just want to thank the Lord that we could listen to Yvette tonight, because it is a miracle from God.
Amen.
So many of us are looking for something, but we don't always see the tangible evidence of God working. Tonight, it was a miracle to tell somebody that the doctor said, we don't know whether she's even going to be here in the next minute, whether she's going to be able to breathe in the next minute. We don't know if we can even put her on the ventilator. We don't know if she'll be able to function, if her brain will be able to function, if she'll be able to function. And here she is calling us.
She did.
She called.
Yeah.
She dialed the number.
Thank you.
And
Lord.
She spoke. It's a nothing but a miracle from God. So that shows us there is no secret to what God can do.
No.
Hallelujah.
No. I thank you for that, Sister Lee, and I
thank
you
God.
For those words, and thank you, Sister Burns and Sister Thomas, and we're blessed by you and blessed by Dr. Edwards. I want to thank all you wonderful ladies as you made this great contribution on this
thank
Sunday.
You, Jesus.
Mark it down. May
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Restore. Before we go, I want those that are listening want to know, I want to know more about healing. I want to know more about deliverance. Is it real? Get your Bible, turn to Acts. Chapter 3, and it's about Peter and John who went together into the temple at the hour of
prayer.
The ninth hour, and a certain man,
lame
from his
mother's womb,
was carried, and he was carried. He couldn't even get there, carried. That's what the Bible says.
Jesus,
he was lame from his mother's womb, was carried. Whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called what? Beautiful.
Beautiful.
And this man was there asking for help. He was asking for alms. Help me. I need money. Help me. Give me some money. I'm lame. I can't walk. Help me. But the third verse says, who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple? Ask and alms. Give me some money. Give me. I'm a beggar. I'm out here. And then the fourth verse it said, and Peter, he fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us.
Look on us. Look
and
on
the fifth verse said, and he gave heed unto them. That means he paid attention to what the men of God were saying. He didn't look away. He didn't get distracted. He paid attention. And that's what he was doing in the fifth verse. He gave heed unto them. And it said, expecting to receive something. He thought, maybe they're going to give me a corn. They're going to give me a cooked biscuit. But in the sixth verse, it said, then Peter said, silver and gold have I
none.
But such as I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Rise up and walk.
And walk.
Hallelujah.
And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and
immediately
his feet and his ankle bones received
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Strength. Hallelujah. And he leaping up, stood and walked. He leaped up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple,
walking and leaping.
And praising God.
Hallelujah.
Now, read that, Acts 3:1-8. But
yes.
The good news, this man kept it up. I'm not going to read all of it. He went into the temple, and he just rejoiced and jumping and leaping. Just think, he never walked in his life.
Yes, never walked.
He came out of his mother's womb lame.
Yes,
he never walked. He didn't crawl.
Oh, Jesus.
He didn't do any of that. He was lame from his mother. But when Peter spoke to him, said, I don't have that money. I'm not giving that. I don't have it. But such as I have. And what he had was the Holy Ghost, the Word of God. And when he touched this man leaped up. And
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praised God. So we thank God for his hand of miracle. And on Restore. We want to say to all of you, have faith in God. He is a miracle worker. He can restore your life. And this is Wanda Burnside, your radio host, thanking our CEO, Beverly Johnson, for extended time. And we praise the Lord, and we thank the Lord, and we say good night. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Feeling this presence so on me. Jesus.